The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We begin with this one from First for Women. Question, I'm 65 and can't shake the blues. Can food help? Yes. Simply following a Mediterranean diet can lower the risk of depression by 60%, according to researchers in the British Journal of Nutrition. The diet, which features tasty foods such as nuts, olive oil, fish, and fresh fruits and vegetables, provides the body with both omega-3 and monounsaturated fatty acids. These nutrients may help mitigate symptoms of depression by reducing harmful brain inflammation and enhancing the function of neurotransmitters. But if you're not ready to make a big diet change, try increasing your intake of seafood. The investigators suggest eating just 2 to 3 servings a week can lower your risk of depression by 62%. Is there a pre-meal trick to enhance digestion? Their answer, try adding a splash of cocktail bitters like Angostura near the cocktail mixers in grocery stores. I'm going to spell that Angostura, A-N-G-O-S-T-U-R-A, and it's in by the cocktail mixers, to a glass of seltzer. So add a splash of bitters to seltzer. This stimulates bitter taste receptors that trigger the vagus nerve to kickstart salivation and the release of stomach acids and bile, which play a role in digestion. Another option, start your meal with a salad made with arugula. The bitter greens provide healthy nutrients and may help stimulate those bitter taste receptors. As a bonus, tasting something bitter before a meal may help you reduce calories by signaling the brain to eat less, say Italian researchers. America's top healthy secrets. This is by state. Steal these simple strategies from women across the country who have discovered the keys to feeling great. Don't worry, there are not 50 of these. We begin in Minnesota to minimize stress. We all deal with frustration and stress triggers like lost keys, long lines, and broken washing machines from time to time. Yet people in Minnesota report feeling far less stressed, less tense, and anxious day to day than folks living in any other state. And the fact that Minnesota has almost 12,000 gorgeous lakes could be the reason why. Researchers in China say spending time near a lake, creek, pond, or other natural body of water stimulates a series of nerves, the parasympathetic nervous system, that induces a deep, lasting sense of calm. And it can prevent stress surges if you relax near water for 30 minutes each week. Sleep deep, like Vermonters. The most well-rested state is Vermont, which has the largest number of evening readers. Follow their lead by picking up new releases from bookstores, downloading books on an e-reader, or grabbing loaners from the library and reading for 20 minutes before bed could transform your restless nights into blissful slumber. Investigators in Ireland found that cozying up in bed with a good book was so relaxing, it helped subjects drift off faster, sleep more soundly, and wake up feeling truly refreshed. And listening to books works the same. Restore stamina like Alaskans. The key to all-day energy? Keeping your blood sugar steady so your brain and muscles stay fueled. And Alaskans have found a way to do that. They watch 30 fewer minutes of TV a day than the rest of us, using that time to go for a stroll, hike, or bike ride on warmer days, or mall walking if the weather's bad. The result? Alaskans have one of the lowest rates of tiredness-triggering blood sugar troubles and type 2 diabetes nationwide. Boost happiness like Utahans. Utahans? When it comes to being happy, a recent report found Utah tops the list. The reasons? Reason? Utahans love staying connected, and they don't hesitate to stop and chat with family, friends, or neighbors. To lift your mood the same way, set aside a few minutes daily to text, email, or call someone you cherish to catch up. A University of Michigan study shows that daily sense of connection helps you feel 60% cheerier year-round. Live healthier like Hawaiians. Women in Hawaii have the longest life expectancy in the U.S., and they enjoy their golden years with a sharper memory, stronger bones, and more limber joints. This same fountain of youth is outside your door, too. Columbia University researchers say basking in the sun prompts your skin to produce vitamin D, a powerful anti-aging hormone that keeps tissues in great repair and helps every organ in your body function at its peak. To get the benefits, relax in the sunshine for 20 minutes daily. Can't get outside? Try supplementing with 2,000 international units, or IU, of vitamin D3 daily instead. And I can tell you, D3 is the teeny tiniest little, it's a clearish kind of pill. It's that jelly kind of pill. So tiny, I lose mine sometimes. Protect your heart and brain like Missourians. Folks in Missouri have some of the lowest rates of high blood pressure in the country. Credit their love of nuts. Pecans, chestnuts, and others grow wild and in orchards all over the state. Research shows that the healthy fats in nuts keep blood vessels relaxed and open to prevent high blood pressure surges that can raise the risk of heart disease and stroke. To get the perks, enjoy a third of a cup of your favorite nuts daily. That's almost like a handful or something. It's not that much. From Good Housekeeping, some sizzling beach reads. What better way to relax than with a great book, a cold drink, and a reclining lounge chair? From Nigeria to Nebraska, Mesopotamia to Mississippi, travel the world without leaving your backyard with the literary itinerary below. So, we begin with a fast-paced satire, Plays Well with Others, by Sophie Brickman, B-R-I-C-K-M-A-N. Mother Inferior Anne Lewin is a sassy New York City-based advice columnist who gets completely sucked in by the insanity of the elite kindergarten admissions process. Three kids under five, a workaholic husband, and a vicious, canny arch rival add up to hell for her, but heavenly hilarity for readers. A Family Dromcom? Sandwich, by Catherine Newman. Oh, last week we talked about this one. My boo-boo. Next, a July book club pick. I know we're into August now, but that's okay. You know what? We already talked about that one, too. Well, we're zipping right through them, aren't we? Here's one. Southern Fried Page Turner, The Queen City Detective Agency, by Snowden Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. Black ex-cop Clementine Baldwin and her white partner Dixon Hicks are the Nick and Nora of Meridian, Mississippi, hired by the mother of a recently deceased prison inmate to prove that his death was no accident. The trail leads straight to the heart of the Dixie Mafia, with plenty of wit and bourbon along the way. And a grown-up romance called Slow Dance by Rainbow Rowell, Shiloh and Carrie. Oh, I'll spell it R-O-W-E-L-L. Shiloh and Carrie are low on money, long on baggage, and high on each other. The relationship they put on hold 14 years ago is reignited at the wedding of a mutual friend. The tension builds through atmospheric flashbacks to their 1990s high school days and Rowell's patented saucy banter. And the last one, emotional thriller called The Next Mrs. Parrish by Liv Constantine, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-E. Constantine's magnificent evil creation, Amber, is back. The husband she stole in the last book is finishing up his prison sentence, but she's dreading his homecoming as they blew through all his money while he was in the pen. Then her plan to leave their baby with the nanny and disappear is foiled, and the woman whose lives she's ruined are coming for her. Good luck, ladies. All right, you might want to start with the one before this, because it sounds like you'll need it to build on for that one. From First for Women, can you do it? The flexibility test. You might think you know whether you're flexible or not, but flexibility can differ throughout the body. Among the places where it really counts are the hamstrings and lower back. The reason? Tightness in these muscles can affect your posture and set you up for back pain. And research suggests that people ages 40 and older with poor trunk flexibility are more likely to have arterial stiffness, which could increase the risk of heart disease. The more you sit, the tighter and weaker these areas become, explains Tom Holland, an exercise physiologist based in Darien, Connecticut, and author of The Micro Workout Plan. I'll spell his last name, H-O-L-L-A-N-D. By contrast, having flexibility in these areas can help with injury and fall prevention. The simple sit and reach test, which has been around since 1952, does a good job of assessing hamstring and lower back flexibility. You probably did this test when you were a kid or if you were a high-level athlete, but you may not have done it in years. It's such a simple test, and it has a predictive value. Try it and see how you do. Before you start, spend 3 minutes warming up with an aerobic activity such as walking, doing jumping jacks, or riding a stationary bike. Then stretch your hamstrings by placing your right heel on the floor with your toes up and reaching for your toes, and repeat on the left side. Once you're ready to do the home version of this test, have a tape measure handy. Take off your shoes and socks and sit on the floor with your legs extended in front of you and your feet about 6 inches apart. Place a tape measure in front of your legs and pull the end of the tape toward you until the 15-inch mark lines up with your heels. Then stack your hands, hinge at the hips, exhale and reach forward as far as you can. Hold for 3 seconds and note where on the tape measure your fingertips are. How'd you do? If your fingertips reached to 12 inches or less, there's plenty of room for improvement. If your fingertips reached between 13 and 19 inches, that's good. And if you reached to 20 inches or further, that's great. To increase the challenge, if you did well on the sit and reach test, you can try to improve your reach a bit more by doing the stretches below. It's also important to do planks, bridges, squats, and lunges to strengthen the muscles around the joints and create stability. If you struggled, don't worry. It's easy to make strides. Yoga, Pilates, and dance classes will improve your flexibility, says Holland, but you can also try these simple stretches. To build flexibility, do single leg stretches. Sit on the floor with your right leg extended in front of you. Bend your left knee and place your left foot against your right inner thigh. Reach forward as far as you can and hold that stretch up to 30 seconds. Then repeat with the other leg. Another one, stand in front of a bench and prop one foot on the bench. Hinge forward at the hips until you feel a stretch in the back of that leg. Hold for 20 to 30 seconds. Repeat with the other leg. And the bottom line, muscles get tighter and shorter as we get older, Holland says. You want your joints to move freely through a range of motion. Taking regular stretching breaks is a great way to preserve that. In fact, research has found that a single bout of stretching can lead to small improvements in range of motion for the sit and reach test. From Real Simple, have a heart to heart. Find out how your familiar partner can still surprise you. When your long-term relationship starts to feel old hat, you could sign up for, say, couples skydiving. According to happiness researcher Sonia Lubomirsky, PhD, author of The How of Happiness, I'll spell her last name, Lubomirsky. Physical challenges can elicit a chemical rush that feels like falling in love. Or you could try emotional risk-taking with psychotherapist Esther Perel's card game, Where Should We Begin? The idea is to reignite the spark by fostering curiosity through conversational prompts, like something I believe but haven't said out loud, and a story I tell about myself that isn't entirely true. It feels a bit dangerous, but you can do it while sitting on the couch eating hot wings. You can also play with family, friends, and even close colleagues. From First for Women, Confidence, Healing, and Lifting Up Women. With The Chosen star Elizabeth Tabish, beloved for her vivid portrayal of Mary Magdalene in the hit Christian series The Chosen, actress Elizabeth Tabish, 37, radiates hope and positivity. But before she landed the breakout role, she struggled with depression. I would drink a lot to avoid my emotions, and I was involved with my boyfriends who didn't care about my heart or my soul. Over the years, it became difficult for me to see any of the positives in life. I was in a place of deep despair. But becoming Mary Magdalene, a dynamic character who fights to overcome shame and regret as she follows Jesus of Nazareth, renewed Elizabeth's faith. We were similar in so many ways, and playing out the scenes cracked open my heart and reminded me of all the joy that is right in front of us. Hear her secrets and strength to strengthen healing inside and out. I've gone through phases where I'm constantly stressed, and that's a hard place to be because your cortisol levels are so high and you're not thinking about like yourself. I've learned that to keep stress from taking over my life requires a lot of self-awareness. Anytime I feel it creeping in, I do a lot of journaling, trying to make sense of where my anxious thoughts are coming from. I'll also organize my to-do list so I can prepare myself for what's coming. Find the silver linings. As someone who inherently struggles with depression and anxiety, I know it may never fully go away, but boy, it can be eased by love. I am in a wonderful state in my life where I am surrounded by loving and wonderful people, and that gives me this new, hopeful perspective. It's a strange gift to go through dark chapters and to know that God can use those things for good. And often it's not only for your benefit, but for others' benefit as well. Celebrate others. Since the beginning of time, being a woman has been difficult. There's a lot of pain and sacrifice, and a powerlessness we can feel from society. Having compassion for each other and taking care of each other is important. Understanding that when other women succeed, it doesn't take away from our own success. The more women succeed, the more it gives us the permission to do so as well. There's a lot of healing that could be done from recognizing we really need each other. And your simple joy? Forever young, my daily mood boost is listening to a motivating podcast, says Rebecca Haynes, First Deputy Health Director. The Mel Robbins podcast is a favorite. On a recent episode, Mel had her mother-in-law, Judy Robbins, on talking about the secrets to feeling young. I'm 86, but I look and feel 57, said Judy. Their whole conversation was filled with smart tips, from using audiobooks as motivators for walks to socializing for longevity that I plan to follow. You can listen to full episodes of the Mel Robbins podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. From First for Women, Eggplant Stir Fry. This is a meat-free option. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time is 30, and it serves 4. 1/3 of a cup hoisin sauce. 2 tablespoons rice vinegar. 2 tablespoons less sodium soy sauce. 3 tablespoons oil. 1 pound of extra firm tofu cut into 1-inch pieces and patted dry, like with a paper towel. 2 small eggplant, trimmed, quartered, sliced. 1 15-ounce can, whole baby corn, drained. 1 cup frozen peas, thawed. 1/3 of a cup thinly sliced, peeled, fresh ginger. and 2 cloves garlic minced. In a bowl, mix the hoisin sauce, vinegar, soy, and 1/3 cup water. In a nonstick skillet, heat 1 tablespoon oil over high, add the tofu, cook, stirring until golden, 4 to 5 minutes, remove. In the same skillet, heat remaining oil, add eggplant and corn, and cook, stirring until brown, 4 to 5 minutes. Reduce heat to medium, add peas, ginger, and garlic. Cook 2 minutes. Add hoisin mixture and tofu. Cook until hot, 1 minute. And you can serve this with cooked rice, scallions, and sliced chili pepper. From Good Housekeeping, smoky grilled okra. Active and total time, 20 minutes. We need 1 pound okra, trimmed, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1/2 teaspoon ground coriander, 1/2 teaspoon smoked paprika, kosher salt and pepper, flaky sea salt for serving, and lime wedges for serving. Heat grill to medium-high. In a medium bowl, toss okra with oil, coriander, smoked paprika, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Transfer the okra to the veggie grill basket and grill, tossing occasionally until slightly charred and tender, 4 to 6 minutes. Sprinkle with flaky sea salt if desired, and serve with lime wedges. And this serves 4. For an alternative option, to do this skewered, thread groups of 4 to 5 okra on 2 skewers and grill until slightly charred and tender, 2 to 3 minutes per side. From Magnolia, let me do this one first because it's much better for summer. From Good Housekeeping, ice cream sandwich cake, active in total time 20 minutes plus freeze time. We need 4 boxes of 6 vanilla ice cream sandwiches. Yes, this makes a lot. It says it serves 20, in fact. 1 1/2 quarts strawberry ice cream, 1 1/2 cups heavy cream, 1/2 cup freeze-dried strawberries broken into pieces. Line a 9 by 13 inch baking pan with parchment paper, leaving overhang on the 2 long sides. Then arrange 12 ice cream sandwiches on the bottom, cutting as necessary to fit. Cut open strawberry ice cream carton and slice the ice cream 1/2 inch thick. Arrange on top of the sandwiches, cutting and gently mashing to cover the sandwiches completely. Working quickly, arrange the remaining 12 sandwiches on top of the strawberry ice cream, cutting to fit, then freeze at least 3 hours or cover and freeze up to 2 days. Before serving, whip the heavy cream to form medium stiff peaks. Using overhangs, transfer the ice cream cake to a platter or board, spread with the whipped cream, and then sprinkle with the freeze-dried strawberries. Nice, cool thing to take somewhere. Berry Bright. For a pink that pops, choose a vibrant strawberry ice cream to layer into the cake. They used Alden's Organic, which comes in quart containers, and it does make a pink layer there in the middle of the cake. Now from Magnolia, the Greek almond cookies. Prep and bake time, both 15 minutes. This makes 36 cookies, 3 dozen. We need 3/4 cup sliced almonds, 1 1/2 cups sugar, 3 1/2 cups blanched almond flour, 14 ounces, 1/2 teaspoon orange or lemon zest, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 4 large egg whites, and 1 teaspoon vanilla. Preheat oven to 325. Line cookie sheets with parchment paper. Place 1/2 cup of the sliced almonds and 1/2 cup of the sugar in a food processor. Process 20 to 30 seconds or until the almonds are chopped. Add the almond flour, the remaining 1 cup of sugar, the orange zest, and salt to the food processor and pulse till combined. Add egg whites and vanilla. Pulse until well combined. The dough will be a thick paste. Transfer dough to a resealable plastic bag. Snip a 1-inch hole in one corner of the bag. Pipe the dough onto prepared cookie sheets in 2-inch strips, spacing cookies 1 inch apart. Dip fingertips in water and slightly flatten the dough strips and smooth the ends. You can also shape heaping tablespoons of the dough with damp hands. Top cookies with the remaining sliced almonds, pressing gently into the dough if necessary. Bake 15 to 20 minutes or until cookies are golden on the edges. Transfer cookies to a wire rack and cool completely. Store in an airtight container. As a tip, these cookies are best eaten the day they're made, but they can be stored a few days in an airtight container, but they will continue to soften. From First for Women, Pineapple Smash. Here's a good refreshing-looking beverage. Active and total time, both only 5 minutes, and this makes two. One for you, one for a friend. We need 1 or 2 sprigs of mint, 1 ounce of fresh lime juice, 4 ounces of Blanco tequila, gin, or clear rum, 6 ounces of pineapple juice, ice, and club soda. Muddle the mint and lime juice in the bottom of a cocktail shaker. Add the tequila and pineapple juice, along with a few pieces of ice, and secure the lid onto the shaker. Shake for 30 seconds or until the liquid is chilled. Pour the cocktail, muddled bits and all, into 2 ice-filled cocktail glasses and top with a spritz of club soda, and serve immediately. From Magnolia, tzatziki dip. Prep time is 20 minutes on this, and it makes 1 1/3 cups. We need 1 cup plain whole milk Greek yogurt, 1/2 cup finely chopped cucumber, peeled and seeded if desired, 2 teaspoons chopped fresh dill, 2 teaspoons fresh lemon juice, 2 cloves of garlic minced, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Stir together all ingredients in a medium bowl. Serve immediately or cover and chill up to 24 hours. Stir before serving. If you like, top with additional dill. Serve tzatziki with a chicken souvlaki or a salad or fresh veggies, grilled meats or vegetables, or pita bread. In other words, it goes with everything. From First for Women, a quote, "Nothing in the world is so strong as a kind heart." And that was from Frances Hogston Burnett, author of The Secret Garden. And try to be a rainbow in someone else's cloud. That's a classic Maya Angelou. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Mags. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.